This Steve Jones Show podcast is now loading. The Steve Jones Show podcast is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, Brewers Outlet, and NIL Game Changers. The way. Bringing you an in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Sunbury Motor Company, Purdy Insurance, and Brewers Outlet. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Great to have you with us here on the show today from Daytona, where the Nittany Lions will take on Clemson this afternoon for the Sunshine Slam Championship. 4 o'clock will be the tip-off, 3:30 the airtime. Nittany Lions beat Fordham 85-66 yesterday afternoon. And Clemson last night beat San Francisco 70-55 after trailing at halftime 29-24. This half hour being brought to you by Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 to 15 in Humbles Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, the best in new inventory. Great pre-owned inventory with the all-important Sunbury Motors Guarantee. In other words, the ability for them to go over every vehicle with a fine-tooth comb. It just eases the buying experience. And a terrific service department, whether it's quick lane or inspections or routine or difficult, they handle it all. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Couple of notes. Mack Brown is going to be out at North Carolina. He will coach against NC State in the regular season finale this weekend. It's still up in the air as to whether he will coach the bowl game, but he will not return next season to North Carolina. One of the true legends and one of the more likable people in the profession without question, and he is out. Now remember, they started the season at Minnesota. He lost his starting quarterback in the opening game of the season, Brad Johnson's son. Been the starting quarterback. Lost him in the first game. And then they went through and had a 6-5 season. Abdul Carter is a finalist for the Bednarik Award. Nick Dawkins, a finalist for the Werfel Trophy. And Tyler Warren is a finalist now for the Mackey Award. And so the Werfel Trophy, by the way, is named after Danny Werfel. Community service. So solid college player, community service. That's what Nick Dawkins, Bednarik, of course, is top defensive player. And then, of course, Tyler Warren, the Mackey Award after John Mackey, is the top tight end in the country. They're all finalists for those awards. Penn State Saturday takes on Maryland, Beaver Stadium. Kickoff set for 3:30 on at 2 o'clock. And the most relieved person in the building is Todd Hummel.
You answered a text right before we went on, so I knew you were there.
There you go. I literally just got back from lunch. Former Baltimore Orioles manager Dave Tremblay, managed the Orioles for, 3-4 seasons, lives here in Daytona. He managed the Steakhouse Spikes for a couple of years, so Joe Putnam, Dick Girardi, and I went out to lunch with Dave. And then, you know, Dave made sure I got back in time for the show. And, by the way, we need to salute Susquehanna football. Susquehanna football, they're in the playoffs, right?
Yeah, they host Hobart at noon on Saturday.
Hobart at noon, and Mike Rhodes' son plays on that team, you know, on Susquehanna's team.
I did not know that.
He is on Susquehanna's team. We're talking about it at breakfast this morning, so I'm going to mention that on my show. Now, when it comes to the world of wild, wacky, and at times circling an emotional fogged-in airport, Matt Cotrillo is coming up in a few moments. Neil Coulong at 2:05 today. I'm trying to think what can Matt be mad at right now? The Eagles are playing great. Although Dave, we brought up the Yankee thing. earlier today at lunch today about the World Series with the Yankees. I said $76 million worth of players making mistakes. That's just great. And the Sixers have won three games, but they've won one more game than the Washington Wizards.
And Embiid and George aren't playing tonight.
Is it a home game?
I'm not sure. I just saw that they were both out.
Okay, I think they're playing Houston, right? They said to me at breakfast this morning they're playing Houston. Let's just see. NBA. Let's see. Bulls, Wizards.
Maybe it's Wednesday they play.
Yeah, it must be Wednesday. So go to Wednesday. And the Sixers are at home.
Ah,
it's just great. Get your tickets now.
Well, I guess in their defense, at least you know now before you drive if you were going from here.
The Rockets are 12-6. Yeah. So.
You think Daryl Morey would like them to be around to play the Rockets, for heaven's sakes?
You'd think. Well, we'll talk with Matt Cotrillo. I'm sure he has an opinion on this in a moment. As we continue, brought to you by Sunbury Motors here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.
Half hour brought to you by our good friends at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury, Sunbury Motors Kia, Routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, and online at sunburymotors.com. Happy Thanksgiving to all the great people at Sunbury Motors. Tom Mertz, the whole group, they are fabulous. And happy Thanksgiving to Matt Cotrillo, Lisa, the three boys. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Why, thank you. Happy Thanksgiving to you and to Todd and all of our great listeners out there.
Yes. I'm sure you want to wish Josh Harris a happy Thanksgiving.
I'll just wish that he doesn't choke on his turkey.
Oh, Todd, what are we doing here? What are we doing?
He did let him live.
See, that's a valid point. And I wish Joel Embiid, just don't eat too much.
Well, that's never stopped him before. My goodness. Already, Todd did say in the segment before you came on that Paul George and Joel Embiid are both out of tomorrow night's game with Houston at home.
Shocker! And so let me follow up then to our conversation last week. Because to be honest, I didn't see the full report about the whole exchange between Embiid and Tyrese Maxey during that team meeting after the loss to Miami. And after having seen that, then seeing the latest happenings over the last couple of days with the swelling now that's developed in Joel Embiid's knee all of a sudden, has come to my conclusion, and I never thought I would ever say this. Maybe, Todd, you disagree still, but I am officially saying to you that it is time for the Sixers to move on from Joel Embiid, and it's time to officially rebuild this team yet again. I'm not saying tank, because I'm not for tanking, but it's time to rebuild this team. To me, the only pieces worth keeping are Maxey and McCain, but then you kind of put them off to the side, and you start by rebuilding the front court, and then you add those two pieces back in and go from there. Because I don't think you can necessarily build the team around those two guys, but if you can redo the front court and actually hit on draft picks for once, which is another hurdle in itself, and then you add these guys back in and build the rest from there, then I think that's a good rebuild. But it's not happening with Joel Embiid for many different reasons, and it's time for the franchise to finally cut their losses and move on. Now, there's got to be the time to do it, and I don't trust the organization to do it this right either. But I think he's got. I think you got to wait till the trade deadline when you have a contender or someone on the cusp of making the playoffs that wants to try to be in win now mode, that you can get as much as you can. Though I still think it's not going to be a lot anyway, because of the way the Sixers have handled the situation and the way he handles himself. But the bottom line is, I am saying to you, I've had enough of this team, enough of this organization, and I've had enough of Joel Embiid. So I am officially saying to you, it is time for the Sixers to move on.
So you're not happy?
That is correct. So much in the fact that, as I alluded to this last week, I am now apathetic. I've become apathetic to this organization. I've kind of flip-flopped. I was to the hockey team, but now I'm flip-flopped. I'm now more interested in the hockey team than I am the basketball team. Because at least the hockey team, even though I know they're not going to be a great team this year again and they're still in the rebuild, I at least have things that I can look forward to watching in the present and in the future, and that is Matvei Michkov, who already has had a tremendous impact on this team despite being outrageously benched for two games by the hard-nosed coach and John Tortorella. I'm not as excited about him. But at least I have Michkov to look forward to, and this is a good young Flyers team that's scrappy, that's never going to give up, that's never out of a game. Bad loss last night, but the bottom line is they're much more fun to watch right now than the basketball team.
But you got the MVP in baseball.
So what? I'm still wondering, rolling over on what happened in Game 5. And that's the other thing, too, I guess I'll admit on this show now. I'm also saying to you, Steve, that I'm done with the MVP awards and everything else. If you can't turn it into postseason success individually and for the team, I'm done. I could care less anymore. Start hitting in the postseason. Start making plays in the postseason. Start leading in the postseason. That's what I want from this guy going forward. And Aaron Judge. That, to me, is what being a captain is all about. Just go back and watch number two.
Gee, didn't I say this years ago when you that being the MVP is fine, it's a nice bonus, but...
Now, that doesn't say he's still not deserving of it for what he did in the regular season.
You scoffed.
I mean, he still hit 58 home runs, whatever the final total was.
Oh, but no, you don't get there without
it. I'm still not going to necessarily give that up, but in terms of actually caring if he gets it, not necessarily anymore, because he needs to start performing better in the postseason and just in big situations, period.
Yeah, they don't get there without him. That's obvious. And I think his postseason, or the lack of success in the postseason, which is now well documented, we all know. But your Philadelphia football team, imagine Saquon Barkley walking into the locker room and seeing those five guys in the offensive line and looking around going, I now have a chance to be great.
Saquon Barkley, I don't know if you guys still have the sound drops. To quote Doug Birdsong, Saquon, you, sir, are my hero.
You know, the weird thing is on that team, the strongest player on that team, and he was the best player on the field in the Super Bowl against Kansas City, is Jalen Hurts. In a lot of ways, at the moment, and I kind of felt like a little bit like this last year, and I've been thinking it this year, on that offense, you could actually make an argument he's the weak link.
I'm not ready to go that far yet, but if you're going to ask me who the MVP of this offense is and of the team is, Saquon makes this offense. He's put this offense and this team over the top right now. There's no question about that. And that's something that I did say, even though I wasn't a fan of the signing, and I'm certainly happy to eat all the big crow note to man for what the Eagles have been getting. He's certainly been worth every penny. But I did say he could be this deadly if he stayed healthy, and obviously that's proven to be true and then some. But I'm not ready to say Jalen Hurts is necessarily the weakling on the team, but Barkley is certainly what makes this offense. There's no question about it.
I know that I feel like Hurts, when Barkley is not on the field, struggles. Gets flushed out of the pocket too easy still. Doesn't hang in the pocket long enough to make certain plays. I mean, that's, you know, now that's, you know, like, he's not a top 10. I mean, is he a top 10 quarterback? Yeah, I'd debate that. But the top two teams in the NFC are easily Philadelphia and Detroit. Easily. I mean, there is a gigantic gap between Philadelphia and Detroit and everybody else. So.
Yeah, absolutely. No question there.
Yeah. I mean, the gap is, and it's interesting that the two probably have the top two right tackles in the league, and Lane Johnson and Penei Sewell. They're probably the top two. You can debate 1-2. If you're an Eagles fan, you'll say it's Johnson. If you're a Lions fan, you'd say Sewell. And we get to see Detroit play on Thanksgiving. So what are your Thanksgiving plans? I mean, will there be any hate spewed at the Cotrillo table?
Not really, because, I mean, the Cowboy-Giant game, that's just going to be watching the toilet bowl. That's where you're going to be after you eat the meal, depending on what you
awful.
Eat.
That's awful.
The Green Bay-Miami game, I think it's become more interesting because Miami's playing much better football.
I think that's become an interesting game than I
thought it would be a few weeks ago. This first game with the Lions is really the one I care about because I'm continuing to scout the Lions. But I got to tell you, though,
you're scouting.
The season's been in just
you
the way
scout?
The Eagles are playing right now.
You're a
I'm
fan.
Not necessarily wanting the Eagles to get the one seed because and a lot of people have said this around the league when you see all the different headlines and sports shows and all that stuff. The one seed might be a little dangerous to have this year, especially with where the Eagles are going right now. I mean, having won 7 straight since the bye, I know it allows them to get a little extra rest and you move up in a round, but I would rather this team keep playing as well as they are. Now, we'll see how they finish up the regular season. Maybe they stumble a little bit, and then maybe they can use the bye if things go in their favor. But as of right now, I'll take my chances for the Eagles to be the 2 seed, play the 7 seed, which I think is a favorable matchup regardless of who they play. And then, to be honest with you, I think I would probably take my chances possibly playing Washington a third time because the NFC West teams that are in the playoff hunt right now, Arizona, Seattle, I think those are dangerous plays a little bit, though I think the Eagles are still significantly better than those teams.
Yes, they are.
Regardless, I think the Eagles will be in a great spot if they are the 2 seed. And if Detroit stumbles, then guess what? You still get the home game for a possible NFC Championship game. So that's where I think the Eagles need to be. But I guess that's the number one game for Thanksgiving I'm looking at because I'm just scouting the Lions, not necessarily rooting for them to lose, though.
You're scouting. You're a fan.
Yeah,
just
exactly.
Watch. You're scouting. What are you going to do, give suggestions?
Well, you know, it's just helping me form my opinion as we get closer to the end of the season to see how the Eagles really stack up against the Lions. Because right now I think they're about even, honestly.
So what is on the Cotrillo table for Thanksgiving?
Well, actually, we are going to a barn in Evansburg for Lisa's family. So there will be my mother-in-law is one of 10. So there will be about 3 or 4 turkeys. There'll be several helpings of all the fixings and desserts and whatnot. There'll be basketball being played and other games. It'll be a fun day. And, of course, we'll watch football.
You'll be in a barn.
Yes. It's nice, though. It's not what you think.
Where else would you put a family with 10 siblings, though? You have to have a big place.
Exactly right. Yeah.
Either that or a church.
Why they do it every year.
I would pick a place with heat. All right, so.
There will be heat. It doesn't work too well, but there will be heat.
Oh.
Bringing you an in-depth in-depth look at Penn State sports and more. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. The Steve Jones Show is presented by Brewers Outlet, Sunbury Motor Company, and Purdy Insurance. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
And, yes, we're brought to you this half hour by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. Auto, home, light, business, boat, motorcycle, RV. The best at customer service. Means everything to them. We all have a multitude of insurance needs. We've talked about that before. You need somebody to keep it organized for you so you're fully insured, and they'll do everything they can to save you money. It is all at Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com. And again, happy Thanksgiving to them. Great, great group. So thankful for them. All right. So Matt's going to scout. Most of us are going to watch the game on Thursday, but he's going to scout Detroit. He's going to give Nick Sirianni suggestions. Yeah. Okay. I think you ought to try this. What do you think? When you watch games, Todd, on TV, do you scout them?
There's sometimes I'm barely paying attention.
Oh, please don't say with this show the same thing. At least make me feel good for a moment.
I'm always here.
I know you're there. No, I mean, let's be honest. Everybody out there, understand, this is the dude that does all the hard work, okay? That guy right there. I'm so fortunate to have Todd. It's unbelievable. He means a lot to this show. He means so much, man. He really does a lot of work for me. Yeah, it makes my life exponentially easier. I got a guy like that, so good, so reliable. He's great. Yeah, so he's going to scout, huh? Yeah. Yeah, scout. Cool.
He's going to watch intently.
I'm just going to watch just for the enjoyment of doing it.
Yes.
Thanksgiving Day. Now, we'll get back tonight, and my guess is we'll be back. I don't know. I might be able to get in my house by 11:30 tonight, which would be great. And I haven't been home since Friday morning, so. And tomorrow, I don't have anything in the morning, but I have quarterback. Well, I mean, up until 11, I have quarterback club tomorrow. Got this show, then I'll have practice, and then I think James and I are going to tape the pregame show Friday. Normally we do it after the talk show on Thursday, but there is no talk show Thursday. It's Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving Day, they'll do a walkthrough, and I'll go over to the walkthrough, but that's going to be in the morning. After that, Todd, I'm going to put my feet up. All right? Because obviously I haven't had a day off in a little while here. I'm not complaining. I'm just saying I haven't had a day off in a little while. So I'm just going to sit back, watch some football, put my feet up. You know, I already have the Maryland game prepared. The pregame show with James will be done on Wednesday. So I'll have to, you know, quote, think about that. Basketball's not till Sunday. So, yeah, I'll go to the walkthrough on Thanksgiving morning, which I usually have done anyway. Do that. Then Friday, you know, we'll do the show on Friday. And then they have, quote, Fast Friday, and I'll go over to that. And then I'll relax. And then Saturday I'll do the game. Sunday I have a game. Monday I have Hoops Club. Tuesday is a normal day. Wednesday is Letter of Intent Day.
I forgot was early again.
Actually, Tuesday is not a normal day. Tuesday next week, I have the talk show. Because Wednesday's Letter of Intent Day, and Thursday is Purdue and Penn State in the Big Ten opener at the Jordan Center Friday's a normal day on the 6th, and guess what on the 7th and 8th? Guess what I have?
Oh, it's hard telling. It probably won't be football. I was going to say.
I have zero. There's no games that weekend, no events, because in each of the bye weeks this year, there was an event each week I was a part of. One was hosting, and then the other one was, I was honored with something. But this particular weekend, and right during the holiday season, there's zero. Like, wow. Okay. Now, I wouldn't mind if there's a Big Ten football championship game. Now, that would be cool. But
need a little help for that, don't you?
Yeah, but I'm just saying that's something which appears to be a long shot on paper is not, I'll quote, out of the realm of possibility. So you have to at least recognize that maybe, as much as it's a long shot, maybe. But that weekend, I don't have anything.
Go Wolverines, right?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I will. I would think. Let's see. We're on at 2:00 on Saturday. I'll probably watch it up in the booth because Jack and I always go over together. So I'll just swing by, pick him up, and then probably just watch that game in the booth. But we start our pregame show at 2:00 during the second half of that game. You're not gonna. I'm not. It's interesting. The fans, everybody out there, you probably have a better handle on a lot of teams than I do because you get a chance to watch every game, and there's a lot of people I miss seeing along the way because, you know, we're on the air doing whatever. Like, you know, last week, for example, I did start to see Ole Miss – Florida, and I watched the first quarter, maybe? And then when I got to the booth, because you know what the weird thing was? Did I tell you this about the hotel?
No, I don't think.
In Minneapolis? They had a Fox channel, but it was one of their satellite channels. We couldn't get the Ohio State-Indiana game in the hotel.
That's weird.
I went to watch the Friday night game. Just to watch a game. I had nothing to do. I could Purdue, Michigan State. I didn't have a lot of interest, but I was like, yeah, let's watch a game. And I'm flipping around. I can't find a game. I'm like, what the heck? That's weird. I said, I swear it was on Fox, wasn't it? I'm like, okay. So the next day, I'm like going around. And I get to the Fox channel, and they're airing Suits, the TV show Suits. I'm like, Suits? Why is Suits on? And it's like one of those digital satellite channels. Whatever it is. I don't know what it is. I think it's some digital channel. Like, okay. And so I couldn't watch Indiana, Ohio State till we got into the booth. I remember I saw Caleb Downs return a punt. But, you know, I'll bet fans listening to the show, I'll bet you have a much better handle on the Indiana-Ohio State game than I ever would because you had a chance, you know, if you elected to watch the whole thing. I saw a handful of plays in that game. Like, okay. I mean, that's, you know. I did get back to the hotel in time to watch Alabama and Oklahoma, and then I watched Texas A&M Auburn. So I did do that. The NFL, I traveled all day. So the only thing I saw happen to be on Sunday was the Rams-Eagles game. It's the only game I saw. We were getting food when the Cowboys and Washington game went crazy in the last couple minutes. So that, yes. Last night, I got back to the hotel because we watched the first half and then to the first media timeout of Clemson, San Francisco. Then we ate dinner. And so I got back in time to watch the second half of the Chargers game with the Ravens. So, like, fans, you know, believe it or not, and I would trade my job as most fun, exciting. I love my job. But seriously, when it comes to this, I bet the fans see a lot more than I do.
I was going to say, I didn't see like at Ohio State, Indiana either, because that was when my game was this week. So,
oh, what was your game again?
Danville, Bermudian Springs.
Oh, okay. And who won that game?
Danville. They play Northwestern Lehigh at 7 o'clock at Berwick High on Friday night.
Hey, that's great for Danville.
Yep. State semis.
Wow. And are the finals at Cumberland Valley again?
Yep.
Okay. I think I drove past that high school once. I don't think I've ever actually been over there.
The place, high school is huge.
I heard when they were trying to build State College's high school, Cumberland Valley was the one that kept coming up as a model. And State College built this huge new high school. And I remember when my daughter Megan got married, Jack and Joanne Hamm. And Joanne had been a teacher for a long time. And Joanne's one of the great. She's one of the greatest people on the face of the earth. And she said to me, she and Jack were talking to me at the reception. She says, "We went past it. I couldn't believe it was a high school." I said, "Yeah, absolutely." But I've never seen Cumberland Valley. So okay, good luck to them. And when is that game? Is that game Friday night or Saturday?
So the state semifinal is Friday night at 7 at Berwick. The state final would be noon on Saturday, I believe, the next Saturday.
Yeah, December 7th.
Yeah.
Right? Okay. Oh, good. Very, very cool. That's great for Danville. Boy, I love that. That's fabulous for them. The college football playoff snapshot comes out tonight. I was doing some reading on the quarterback situation at Maryland. I guess Billy Edwards did start. Evidently was ineffective the first couple of series, so then they went to MJ Morris, the transfer from North Carolina State. Edwards has been bumped up a lot, but they brought him back into the game, and he kind of got them back into it a little bit. But he did get bumped up more so doing it. But I would expect that he's the starting quarterback. And I think Edwards is a good player, to be honest with you. I think he's a good quarterback. You know, is he a great quarterback? No, but he's a good quarterback. He can move. He can throw the ball. He's not bad. And, you know, we'll see how they want to play it on Saturday. Now Penn State will practice today, but I won't get a look at them until tomorrow. But, you know, I like the maturity with which they've attacked it. We all know Nolan Rucci's going to have to start at right tackle. It's not the first time Rucci's had to do this, where he's had to step in. He had to step in for the Wisconsin game. He had to step in, obviously, extensively in the Minnesota game. Losing Donko is Donko's going to be a pro. I mean, Donko has all the tools you're looking for to be a pro. But Rucci has shown me he's going to do a good job over there. He's going to be just fine. Alonzo Ford being out, and again, this will be long term. And you've already had Akeem Beeman no longer there. So now you've got Devon Thomas, who, by the way, I think is coming off his best game. I mean, Zane Durant played a terrific game against Minnesota, but I thought Devon Thomas had his best game of the season. And Kazai Izzard's been really, really solid for them. But they need to have a fourth or fifth guy, and that fourth or fifth guy is going to be Xavier Gilliam and Ty Blanding. I mean, now, you're not going to drain anybody's red shirt here by doing it. I'm talking about Gilliam because Blanding, you know, is in his second year. But, I mean, they're not going to drain Gilliam's red shirt because he'll be under the four-game limit. So you can play those guys. Getting denied Dennis Sutton back and healthy again, that was a big plus against Minnesota. and you've got him and Abdul Carter, right, and Amin Vanover and Smith Filbert. Now you could play Max Granville and you can play Jalen Harvey. So you've got that. You have, I thought Rojas played his best game in a month on Saturday. I thought Rojas played really well. Tony did played really well on Saturday at Minnesota. Kobe King's been terrific all year. Dominic DeLuca continues to just make plays where you sit back and say his knowledge of the game benefits this team because he sees things. And he understands what he's seeing, and he believes it. And that's how you get an interception like he did. And then you look at the secondary, Cam Miller. One thing I want to see on Wednesday is whether Elliot Washington's back, because Elliot did not make the trip out to Minnesota. Doesn't mean he can't play this week, so I want to see if he's back out there when I go tomorrow. Kimber, Harris, Miller, Adavian Collins. If you want, you can play, you know, look, John Mitchell can play some. He's under the limit. Antoine Belgrave Shorter can. Kenny Woosley can. They've got a lot of options there. And then you've got Wheatley, who I thought Wheatley played a terrific game Saturday. Jalen Reed at the safety spots. And then, you know, you can get maybe Dwan Lane into the game, play a little bit. Zion Tracy. Can't say enough about Zion Tracy. Boy, you want to get James talking about a player, you know, just mention the name Zion Tracy. He will talk to you a lot about Zion Tracy as to what he's been able to do. I mean, Tracy's just a good player. I thought it was really important that the first Penn State touchdown was Amari Evans, because you know, you're looking for, because I think Wallace has been really good all year. I don't think Wallace is getting enough credit for how well he's played all season. Doesn't mean it has to be awesome, incredible, the number one guy every game. No, no, no. You got Warren, right? But Wallace has been quietly really good all season. Four, five, six catches, making plays, getting first downs, a couple of touchdowns here and there. But we've been talking about how you need that other guy, one other guy. Well, Evans caught that touchdown pass, which was huge. Liam Clifford, I know Drew really likes how he's been practicing, especially in playing. And then, you know, and then we'll see about Julian Fleming getting back into the mix. So Julian did get into the game on Saturday, only for a play, but he did get into the game. He traveled and did get into the game on Saturday. It was for one play. But getting him back would really help, too. And, you know, you go from there. So that's Saturday. Today's game, well, you know, I'll talk about that in a moment, give you a couple tips on Penn State Clemson. As we continue, brought to you by Purdy Insurance here on News Radio 1070 WKOK.
The holidays are filled with traditions. Why not start a new one this year by getting up to an additional $1,000 off a new Kia? It's the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event at Sunbury Motors Kia. Hurry into Sunbury Motors Kia for exceptional holiday deals on all the popular Kias. And get up to $1,000 additional off on select models. 2024 Kia Sorentos have 0% financing for 48 months and start as low as $28,495. 2025 Sorentos have 1.9% for 60 months. And there's 16 to choose from. 2025 Kia Sportages have 1.9% financing for 60 months and start under 30 grand with 24 on the lot. And there's 21, 2024, and 2025 all-wheel drive Kia Tellurides starting at just $39,995. Celebrate the holidays during the Kia Season of New Traditions sales event at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
For details, see dealer or go to Kia.com.
Hi, this is Season. For over 100 years, the Purdy Insurance Agency has been protecting families and businesses of the greater Susquehanna Valley and beyond. With the experience of our trained and knowledgeable staff, you can rest assured that your needs will be evaluated and met by some of the industry's best representatives. No matter what your insurance needs are, call Purdy Insurance today at 570-286-5000. 5855. Visit our website at purdyinsurance.com or check us out on Facebook to see what we can do for you.
Okay, Penn State, Clemson today. Clemson looked... Three guys are still there from when Penn State played them 2 years ago. Chase Hunter, the point guard, and Jalen Pickett tore him apart when he was a sophomore 2 years ago. I mean, it really was not a competitive fight at that spot, even though Clemson won in double overtime. Watched him last night, played well. His brother Dylan, his younger brother Dylan, who was just a freshman 2 years ago, had 11 last night. It was his second career double-figure game, so he's been more a part of the mix and the action. He's like the sixth or seventh guy. Ian Shefflin's a really good player. I like him a lot. He's just a really good college player. Rebounds, hustles, screens, fights for the ball, makes some shots. Locken, the center, the transfer from Cincinnati, he's a big kid. Can screen, gets around the bucket. They got the kid from Boston College. Last year, he beat, you know, we were talking about this today at lunch, he beat Notre Dame almost single-handedly. And then they played, last year Clemson went to the Elite Eight. Well, remember, they got crushed in the ACC tournament by Boston College. And this kid put on a show. He was incredible. That played great. And a year late, and when the season was over, transferred to Clemson. Welcome to today's world, huh?
If you can't beat him, join him, right?
Right. Well, I mean, no, they beat him.
Oh, they
another
did.
Way. Oh no, he joined Clemson.
If you can't beat them, have him join you. How's that?
Yes. Yeah. Perfect. That's exactly. It's like, yeah, I think I'll play for you. Like, oh, really? It's like that's, and so yeah. I mean, and he almost not single-handedly, but he played great against Clemson last year. Clemson's like, hey, I'd like to come over and go to the South where it's nice and warm. And he did. So
we'll let you use our football lazy river.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. And, you know, they'll play 7, 8, 9. This is all about pace in this game today, to be honest with you. Clemson actually does not want to play fast. They're about 66, 67 possessions a game. You want to know what Penn State average possessions per game is right now? 77. So one team wants to ratchet it up, play fast. The other one wants to take the pace and keep it down and get longer possessions. And they're physical, especially Shefflin. Shefflin's really a physical player. So that's 4 o'clock today. We're on at 3:30. Neil Kulong next this half hour, brought to you by Purdy Insurance, Market Street in Sunbury. Go to purdyinsurance.com.